Well, with the news of the day with Richard Jefferson and David Lee sidelined, obviously that's a big blow.
Yeah, it only gets gooder. it's definitely a big blow, but at the same time, it's a great opportunity for the other guys to make a statement. So it's an exciting time. It's tough, but I think we're being challenged on the no excuse rules.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Now, with the wing players, you have, you know, Brandon Rush, you have Darrell Wright, so you're probably okay there. But without David Lee, what happens at the four spot?
Well, Jeremy Tyler will play power forward position. We'll use Gladness and Dre together at times, and which we've done in the past, use our smalls as power forwards, whether it's Dominic McGuire, and Brandon Rush has the ability to play it also. So we'll be fine.
Does this require more patience from the head coach?
Coaching in general requires patience. So, but it's going to be fun because it's easy to throw out, the greatest players in the world and sit over there and relax. This is where you've got to mix and match and be a little bit more creative than normal and give yourself a chance. And it's a great opportunity for guys that worked all year long too.
You talk about the opportunity. Klay Thompson has taken that. Last game, it seemed like he stepped up his floor game just a notch. Is he making strides in that area?
Well, he came in as a shooter. He's going to lead this game as a shooter. But what he has added to his game is the ability to put the ball on the floor, the ability to make plays. And even from the beginning, he was a guy that can catch the basketball and was an underrated passer off of motion action. So He's been very good, and he continues to get better. He's having an outstanding rookie year.
This Clipper team's playing good basketball right now. What do you see with them?
Well, Chris Paul, one of the best, if not the best, in the game in his position. Great leader. This team was struggling for a little while, and certainly give him credit. Vinny Del Negro has continued to lead this team, and Chris Paul is a guy whose presence on the floor gives you a chance, but they're certainly playing very good basketball right now.
With all the years of covering the playoffs that you have under your belt and playing in the playoffs, how do you see them as a playoff team in a matchup in the West?
When you think about their lineup, they have great depth, explosive talent. They can be a tough matchup come playoff time, so it'll be interesting to see. They have a legitimate chance, especially when you have Chris Paul running the show, and obviously one of the best power forwards in the game in Blake Griffin.